This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy day. It's Friday, and this part of the show is sponsored by Sovereign Health. Welcome to the studio, Johnny Mosley.
Yeehaw!
All right, cowboy!
Woo!
Woo! Hi, Johnny.
Bring it in.
Hi there.
First things first.
All right.
Cool. Great to be here.
So, you brought the bag of IOTA.
Thank you.
We got new hats.
Oh, I even brought one for Bryn, even though I know he's
Bryn
in baby mode right now.
Yeah.
I had to remember Bryn. So, yeah. I replenished your guys.
Thank God someone does. We've totally forgotten about him.
No, we haven't.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
How's life in Mosley's world?
God, awesome right now.
Yeah.
Awesome right now. So life is very good. Thank you. Kids are healthy and just busy working, which is always fun.
So sure. The other day ago, I'm in sports basement, and there's the big poster for the new movie. And
Oh man. Absolutely.
It's coming.
Yeah.
So Line of Descent, right?
Line of Descent. Yep, the new Warren Miller film.
It's playing at the Rio by my house, I think on the 16th or something like that. But it's making the rounds.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm going to go to the show on the Castro on the 17th on Friday, and then it's playing in Marin on the 18th. And there's other dates, too. Redwood City at the Fox, WarrenMillerEntertainment.com. Yeah.
When you go to one of the screenings, do you do like a little intro?
Yeah.
And then questions afterward? Or
Questions, not so much. Usually
just
I'll come out at intermission and do like a little setup.
There's an intermission?
Well, that's the thing. You got to go to one of these shows. You got to go to the Marin show. It's the actual in-person thing is the show. That's where they've all these booths set out and they have gear and all kinds. There's drinks and there's intermission. That's how the show has always been done. They do a raffle and giveaway. Yes,
man. It's been a minute since I've been able to do a weeknight
Vinny
event.
Vinny raised his hand.
I imagine it's still the same as it has always been, which is these are rowdy. They're fun. Everyone is up for it. Hooting and screaming.
It's extreme!
And especially with the great footage, by the time you leave there, you're ready to click in.
You're booking a week in Tahoe.
It's the official kickoff to winter.
Right.
Like, you know, it's raining outside now, so you're starting to get the feeling, right? I talked to the guy I hooked you up with, Brian Allegretto, this morning, my forecaster. There's like 5 inches up top. We're getting there. They're going to open on Friday. Like, this is where you go to get jacked up for the season, right? Yeah. You're kind of transitioning from
I'm always looking
fall
for ways
mode.
To get jacked up.
I know you are. I know you are.
You weirdo, Sarah.
Well, you know, I'm always looking for something fun.
Right. So wait, you've never been to one?
I have seen one. I've never been
not
to one of the screens. No, not
oh,
to the.
It's
no.
The theater is what it's all about.
Yeah,
right.
I saw the first one that you did where you you were featured and you were walking around like slogging around Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
And I think it was the one that had I don't think you went, but they went to some small village in China where they do this and they had horse hide on the bottoms of the skis.
Oh, yeah, I love that
it
segment.
It was so awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they could walk up hills in their skis because the horse hair kept it from sliding down. Like the grain of the hair was going downhill.
Exactly.
It was fast. And these dudes, they're just like simple villagers from China.
Yeah.
Somewhere lost in the mountains. And they are doing the pro skier dudes were like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Yeah. They were ripping. They were like killing they went back there, hiked for days and to find these villagers that had like modern. They had like more modern ski shapes than we had created.
Oh, how
because they'd been doing it for so many years, like these families living in tents. So cool stuff. This year, the exotic this year is.
There's an exotic.
Yeah, it's always exotics. You know, New Zealand, they're going, you know, this year way up in Norway, all kinds of weird places. They're doing this snowboarding thing, which is kind of cool. And,
snowboarding?
Yeah, that's for you. But yeah, so it's snowboarding without binding, so you're surfing.
It's like a skateboard.
Yeah, kind of
like, I've seen the guys doing
kind
of skateboard-related tricks.
Exactly. It looks hella fun. You know, you're sort of like in low-angle stuff. They're up in British Columbia. Like, I definitely want to give it a try. And then this year, the whole Line of Descent title is sort of like Jack's in it. Jack's doing a 360 in it, so I got to ski with my kids in it.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They're kids now.
Yeah, they're 10 and 7. Yeah,
oh
and
God,
Tommy's in it as well. Yeah,
old
so
already.
Yeah.
So
right
now, I'm on WarrenMiller.com, and here are a couple of the dates. It looks like
WarrenMiller.net.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, just a tech. WarrenMillerEntertainment.net, just since
okay.
I'm...
It probably redirected you.
It must have, yeah.
Well,
so,
there's, yeah.
The Fox Theater, November 10th in Redwood City, November 11th in Campbell at the Heritage Theater. I've got a...
Are you missing something? What do
yeah,
you
I
need?
Forgot my notes. Keep going,
go get your notes, Johnny!
Amador Theater in Pleasanton on November 15th. The Rio in Santa Cruz by my house is on the 16th, so there's a bunch
How's
of dates.
The Rio? Should I come down there for
the
a show
Rio
sometime?
The Rio is, yes.
Is it sweet?
Do it. It's
okay.
Really cool. It's old, it's total old-time theater, the kind that, actually, that's the type of venue you'd want to see this
that's
in.
That's a Saturday, too, I think, the 16th.
Is it?
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
That would be.
Yeah, let me know.
You
I'll
may
come,
see
if
me
If you
at
go,
that one.
I'll come hang with you, man.
Okay.
I gotta come down.
The 16th is Thursday.
Okay.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't work for you, does
oh,
it?
Oh, that's no. a bummer.
Yeah.
But
wait, December? Oh, is that
no,
November?
No, it's November.
Oh,
yeah,
November.
It's,
oh, okay.
It's
I thought you said
up.
December.
These shows are like within the
yeah.
next week or two.
Well,
yeah, it's all
tonight,
happening right,
right?
now. Yeah, right. yeah, yeah, exactly. Friday, so I'm going to go to the one on the Castro on the 17th.
Nice.
Yeah, around here. So looking forward to that one.
Okay, so listen. Warren
what?
Miller, Line of Descent.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
You have inherited quite the, you know, that you're going to leave your own mark on this thing, and some young upstart will take your place
yeah.
50 years from now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
I want to talk about this California tourism thing that you're doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your Instagram has been flooded with, like, listen, I see a horse. I'm like, what? A horse?
Yeah, I didn't know. Zed said you ride a little bit.
Yeah, my whole life I've ridden.
Oh,
and,
really?
And, yeah, and so I didn't realize that you did ride. And I actually, having watched the thing,
yeah.
like, you're galloping along.
Yeah.
Like, you sort of make a show that you don't even know how to get on the horse. But then the next thing you know, you're a total cowboy. Was well, it the chaps? Did they give it to you?
Now I'm sore from the chaps. Just to be clear. I do not ride. And that was just after days and days in the saddle, I finally was able to get that thing to a
oh,
gallop.
Oh, so they put you through yeah. a rigorous horse
yeah,
training.
Yeah. yeah. So, yeah, this web series I'm doing all the stuff I've always wanted to do. It's mm-hmm. like I walked into the best gig ever, you know? Like I got so sick of people inviting me places and I couldn't do it that I right. pitched this to the California Tourism and they're
that
like, we're thinking
get,
the same thing.
You must
and
get so,
so
sick of people inviting you to these amazing adventures and you don't have those mad skills.
Well, not, yeah. Well, I want to do all this stuff, right?
right?
And but most of it was in like the fishing, surfing realm. I just swam Alcatraz, which
Oh,
crazy.
You did?
But it hasn't come out yet, but I'll talk about that. Anyway, but this was like way out of my wheelhouse. Like
okay.
The only time I was on a horse was for the opening of a ski movie. They put me in ski boots and that thing took off. I had no instruction and I was like, came out of the stirrups and I was holding on. It scared the crap out of me. I was like, this is a live animal I have no control over right now. Like barely had the reins in my hand. So when we went off to do this one, I went up to Miwok Gables and got a lesson.
Uh-huh.
And then we went down there, but I still... was horrible. Like, you know how it is. The thing's like, you're out of time. It's just hitting you in the butt. And you're just like...
Well, you have to learn how to do it.
But,
but
the first thing we did was like try to drive cattle. So I'm out there with these cowboys
oh,
like
Lord.
Getting my ass kicked. And I could, like you said, I could barely get up in the stirrup with the... You put those chaps on.
Horses are pretty tall.
They're really tough. But by the end, hanging like this place, they do Cowboy Academy down mm-hmm. here. It's called the V6 Ranch and Parkfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cowboy Academy.
It's like cowboy
you're
school,
officially
dude.
A cowboy
it
now.
It was so
You
well,
look like one.
They did give me... yeah, well, I won't say it. But yeah, so I by the end,
yes.
I could actually like gallop and ride a horse.
It was very convincing. I actually, because the first video we watched on Instagram, there's you like really, you know, trying to get on the horse. And I was like, oh no, boy, this is, you know, I guess they're going to lead him around.
Right.
And then the very next Instagram, you're galloping down a road. And I guess, can I say about the hat thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Well, it's
sure.
on the Instagram.
Yeah.
So every time his hat blows off, he owes the guy another 12-pack. Clearly, that guy has his priorities in order. But you are fully, you look super comfortable. Do you think that
Wait
now
a
that
minute.
You've...
Look at this picture. This is the most... Oh, I lost it. Hold on.
Do you think that now that you've spent these days in the saddle and you've got... Are you laying on the ground in that picture?
Oh, at some point, I just,
and the
had,
horse
to,
is
at
like,
some point, I
hey,
just
Johnny,
had to get off the horse and
are
lay
you
down.
Okay?
Well, I was like, my back is so jacked up.
You have a back thing
no,
anyway.
No, it's just, yeah, I mean, it's just like, like doing something you've never done before.
But it's constantly getting jammed down.
Right, and I'm not in rhythm with the horse because when you gallop, it's actually pretty smooth. But
like
the in betweens of
the trotting, the trotting is very jarring.
The trotting was
really
tough.
It's about your hip, sure.
Yeah, whatever. So
well, I'm wondering now: is this something you're gonna do in the future? You spent you invested all this time.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to do. I'd like to go back down there, and you know what I really liked? I was able to like get the taste of roping. I managed to get a rope underneath a steer's foot before it literally yanked me off, like almost took my thumb off and yanked me off the horse. But I would love to go down there and do rodeo stuff. You know, like try to. So they have like a corral there. I'm going to try to take my family down there and to learn. You know what I want to learn how to do? I want to learn how to ride in, rope it, and then jump off and tackle
and tie it.
That's what I want.
I want to be a
cowboy. I'm sure that's easy, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, go walk me back one step. You're telling me there's a cowboy academy because this sounds legit.
It's
like
legit.
You're going in and they teach you. It's like a.
Yeah.
You're just immersed.
You're like with these real cowboys, and they teach you, you know, soups
you're
and nuts.
Rounding up doggies.
Cattle drive.
Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I could just hear them. Drover! Drover! Dixie! Hey, Dixie! Drover! Dixie, Drover! Like, yeah, you're rounding up these cattle, taking them up these, like, steep hills, and it was like...
And you got a chance
to
rope.
In a Western.
And they must have showed you how to use
You, they have, like, it all set up. They've got, like, a hay bale with a stationary one, and they've got one they can tow on a trailer, and then they've got the live ones if you want to.
And you actually roped a calf
I was, like, 2 feet from it, and I put it on the ground. I stepped into it, and then I, you know, yanked it. But I didn't realize once you yank it, then it starts taking off, and they're kind of powerful. So I'm like...
It's kind of. They weigh like 400 pounds.
And then, of course, after they're like, yeah, you got to make sure that a rope's not wrapped around your thumb.
So you're almost,
man. Yeah, so there's a lot to learn.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed it.
So let's go back to the web series real quick, because what you're describing is part of a series, and I've seen two of them.
Yeah.
And they haven't all been put up yet.
No, yeah, exactly.
Even what you're talking about, when will people see it?
Yeah, this one. This one probably won't be out for a month or so.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The one that just came out that was awesome. It was a whitewater kayaking one we did up in Siskiyou at Otter Bar. Same thing, like a school. They teach you the whole nine yards. I learned how to Eskimo roll. They tried to drown me in a class one rapid. So that one just came out.
Oh, my God.
So there was slack lining, right?
We did the slack lining, yep. And then there was the flyboarding with Burnquist.
Right. I saw that one. So
is the Otter Bar, well, the kayaking one.
That's the one that just came out.
That one just came out. The next one that's coming out is I did the Alcatraz swim.
All right.
That was hairball. Because these are things I'm not. Swimming, way out of my wheelhouse. I did a little practice for it, and then they had these like two 12-year-old girls that, you know,
have done it?
That have swum that thing like 50 times.
You
so
hear
they
that
coached
stuff,
me through it.
And you also hear there's a race. There's a they do a race.
Yeah.
And so you think it must be okay, right? People do it, and then I'm sure you found out the hard way. Like there's a heavy current, it's freezing.
Exactly.
And that's why they put it out there, because it was supposed to be the place you couldn't break out of.
Right.
I ended up being in the water for like with no wetsuit on for like an hour and 30 or 40 minutes. I couldn't even stand up when I got out of there.
You had hypothermia.
Technically I wasn't hypothermic, I don't think. But, I mean, I was out there because what happens is if you don't get across fast enough, the tide picks you up. And then all of a sudden you're on a treadmill.
Right.
And it was like I had to dig as deep as I've ever dug. I mean, they were trying to pull me out, right?
You, right?
Yo, they're like 2 feet from me. Like, you know, you want to get out? No! Hell no! Get away from me!
I know!
No. You know, so it's just like this ego trip I'm on. But meanwhile, I'm going nowhere. I'm like, am I moving? Am I moving? Just tell me, am I moving?
No.
And so that video
hasn't come out
yet. That's not come out yet. Okay.
That should be a fun one.
In the next week or so.
I hope there's some of that
and
in there.
What's awesome about this, I love it. It's all web. So it's just like, you just go on Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams or Visit California site and you just check it out. And it's like, we're having so much fun too. Like our whole team,
clearly.
Like we have this crew that we go from place to place. Is exactly, and everyone gets in on it,
right?
Like, you know, everyone's into these sports. So when they get a chance, obviously I'm doing the most of it. But we had like this rearing horse, and you know, so everybody got to jump on that, and like, you know what that's like, right?
So yeah, but what do you mean? So the horse was trained to rear. Okay, all right. Yeah, listen, and so. I feel like there are 5,000 things to talk to you about.
I know. I'm sorry.
Seconds left.
Yeah.
The Winter Olympics.
Yeah, yeah.
When do you leave? What's happening?
Oh,
what's...
it's all of February.
So you're doing, fully on it. We're going to be hearing your voice and seeing you as a commentator.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
And then the last thing I want to plug, I know because I feel like I just come in here and plug, is we're super excited because IOTA just got picked up by Molly Stone's 9 Stores.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wow. So IOTA, mightyiota.com, that's your...
Roasted organic sunflower kernels. It's our new snack food.
It was your wife's brainchild.
Yeah,
Joanna.
And Joanna, our partner.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
And Joanna Crichton. But I'm going to be at... I'm going to Molly Stone's today, the one on California Street from 11:30 to 2:30 to sample.
Oh.
So, yeah. Come
so
check
people
it out.
Can come
so
and
come
say
see
hi.
Johnny.
And...
Absolutely. Come say hi. I'll show you some seeds. I'll show you some, we'll give you some seeds. You can try the mighty IOTA.
Yeah, I noticed that you brought us a resupply. Yeah. We've burned through our supply.
We'll be
at
Sausalito later, too.
Taste is free.
From like 3 to 5 or something, we'll be at Sausalito Molly Stone.
Is there
well.
Somewhere where people can get that schedule? Like, is it mightyiota.com?
Yeah. It's on Instagram, mightyiota.com.
Or at Johnny Mosley is your Instagram as well.
And then Warren Miller Experience.
And then Warren Miller Entertainment.
Entertainment.net.
Dot net. Or just exactly.
Warren
just
Miller.
Type in Warren Miller.
It was easy to find.
Yeah. You guys are too kind for letting me like lay. I got a lot going on right now, so I appreciate you letting
Anytime,
me lay it all out
are
there.
You kidding me?
Hey, look at your notes before you leave. Look at your notes.
Yeah, look at your notes and make sure you
get everything.
Make sure.
Did I get everything?
Let's take a moment here.
Yeah. I think I got it all out. So I do really appreciate it. Well, I mean, we're psyched because we're at Sports Basement. It's all doing well. Woodlands and all that stuff. So IOTA's really fun, and then Wildest Dreams is like taking off. We're
Johnny Mosley living the life, everybody.
Yeah.
And, you were and thening.
And then what? No, I mean,
relax.
We can talk normally now. I feel like I'm just going on and on and on.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny Mosley, thank you so much for me. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Yuzi, are you leaning in like you want to say something too?
No, actually,
let's all take a picture.
I wanted to ask where that Cowboy Academy. People are texting in.
Yeah, people want to know.
Oh, it's called the V6 Ranch. And it's in Parkfield, California. Oh, my God. It's like some of the most beautiful country I've ever
North
seen.
North, South? Where is
Monterey
it?
County.
Oh.
So
it,
in between, like, in between Big Sur, like, we did, you can, 2 hours from Big Sur, inland.
Oh, wow.
So you just go, right, 2 hours
straight in.
Straight in and so, yeah, it's between the 5 and, you know, central.
And they have, like, accommodations, like a family goes and stays there.
Yeah,
and...
they have, like, accommodations, and it's this family that's been there since the 70s.
It sounds amazing.
Like, they're all into it. They're real cowboys, man. I mean, they show you the whole nine yards.
And now you're
highly
a real cowboy, too. All right, Johnny Mosley, everybody. Thanks, Johnny.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.